Jake Bunnell, field sales representative in crop protection, Bayer Crop Science, joins us here on Michigan Ag Today with a growing season update. And Jake, you cover a pretty wide swath of Michigan. Describe that territory for us.
Yeah, no problem. I sarcastically say I cover coast to coast from Lake Michigan over to Lake Erie on the bottom 2 to 3 rows of counties, or the bottom third of the state. That's the geography that I get the opportunity to help retailers and growers in.
And that would be coast to coast within the borders of Michigan. So I think that works. Let's talk about what you're seeing on the ground in general as we speak. How does it look overall?
Overall, I'd say our crops progress, our crop condition is really good. We had some trouble in springs. Mother Nature tends to throw us some curveballs every year, but I believe all the growers in that area ought to be happy with the stands that they have, whether it be corn or soybeans is primarily the crops that I work with. You know, we were given the opportunity to put a crop out into some warmer soil conditions at the end, but we also had some opportunity to plant early with some favorable conditions to keep that crop going along the way. So all in all, stands have been extremely good. And we've got a lot of potential out there today for both corn and soybeans.
That seems like a very positive outlook. Bodes well, it seems, for a good harvest come later in the year. What kind of conditions would you like to see if you could order them up yourself between now and then? Rain, for example, are you getting enough? Are you ready for a drink in a large part of the state?
I would say we've got some pockets that are definitely hurting for some moisture. When you look at the development status of where we're at on both those crops, primarily corn and soybeans, you know, we've proven over the last 3 years that limited amounts of rainfall during June and July isn't detrimental to yield. I mean, we've seen some later rain periods the last few years that have really filled the crop out and given us some tremendous yields. And we're in the same boat today as we were last year or the year before. And so if I could order it up, you know, I would ask for half an inch to an inch of rain every week from here till the end of August, or to give us that opportunity to keep the crop going and allow nitrogen and all the other nutrients that's in the soil to continue to go in the plant and make them robust, and away we go. But we've been spoiled with some pretty favorable falls as well, and you know, it'd be nice to be able to fight to get a good crop out in this fall versus have to fight to get a bad crop out of the field. So all in all, I still think rainfall is going to drive a lot of potential for this crop, and we need to have it. But there's some things we got to keep an eye on with some of that moisture. We need to keep our eye on diseases like northern corn leaf blight, gray leaf spot, and even tar spot, one of the commonly discussed diseases that gets people concerned this time of year.
Boy, we do talk a lot about tar spot, and let's talk about just how much of those diseases you are seeing and about any fungicide application timing that needs to be considered right now.
You know, I reference the Crop Protection Network quite a bit to be more of a third-party, unbiased spot. And you know, as of this morning, you know, the Crop Protection Network has positively identified tar spot in 4 counties within the state of Michigan. 2 of those counties happen to be within the territory that I support and work in. It was first shown up in southwest Michigan, and now we see it in mid-Michigan as well. You know, those conditions that drive tar spot are, I'll call them, relatively cool, you know, 70 to 78 degrees, and then long periods of leaf wetness. And the good thing about that is that's also really good corn and soybean growing weather. So it's important that we scout. It's important that we look at these fields. You know, obviously, as a Bayer rep, I'd highly recommend the use of Dallaro Complete right at that VT or R1 timeframe. So that's right when tassels are starting to emerge or fully emerge in the crop. And that's when we see our best return on investment on protecting that grain fill period. Because we've spent a lot of time growing the plant. There's a lot of nutrition in those leaves. There's a lot of nutrients in the soil, and getting those to pack them starches and that nutrition into those kernels is what protecting with a fungicide is all about. It's about getting that return on the investment that we've put into that crop already.
Let's shift over to weeds. Curious how well weed programs have worked this year, I guess, starting with highly managed operations. Good results so far?
You know, we've seen I'll say varied results across the area, and I mean varied results across around dollars spent versus, you know, lack of or control. You know, the number one weed that our retail customers are fighting day in and day out, and even our farmers are fighting day in and day out in soybeans, is water hemp. You know, it seems to me to be that water hemp is the tar spot of weeds, if that makes sense. But we gotta keep in mind that as we drive around in the fall and look at specifically soybeans, we still see a lot of volunteer corn showing up in these soybean acres. And when we put such an emphasis on water hemp and managing it, we almost take our eye off the ball a little bit on that volunteer corn. So I guess I would encourage the farmers and everyone in the area, don't forget about that grass type weed that's volunteer corn that we might struggle with later on. So water hemp has been the big driver, though. That one can be a nightmare for us to manage, and if we don't take care of it this year, it enhances the problem for next year with the amount of weeds and seeds that little bugger can make.
I have to say, Jake, I'm not sure I've seen as much volunteer corn in many years as I have this year. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I mean, we had an exceptionally dry harvest last fall, and you know, a lot of the grain on corn was harvested dry coming out of the field, which meant we had more head shatter as those large ears hit the snouts of our combines. And you know, I farm myself, and you know, I'm dealing with volunteer corn on my own operation, and I say that, you know, it doesn't matter because it's there and I got to address it. And you know, this is definitely the situation of what caused it, right? Dry grain in the fall, speedy harvests, and just it's almost impossible to get 100% of that grain removed with the combine, and that's why we're here today.
Well, we will try to do what we can to get you those rain totals each week from here until harvest that you requested. I'm not sure we have anything to say about that, but we'll see if we can make that happen. Good update today, and it's good to know that there are good stands and good potential for this crop here in 2025.
Absolutely. I thank you for the time, and I just hope everybody remains optimistic as we finish out this year, as we do have great potential out in our fields.
And again, that's Jake Bunnell, field sales representative at Bayer Crop Protection, located in the southern third of Michigan, all the way from west to east. I'm Andy Eubank, Michigan Ag Today.